Cyberstalking, a very lucrative enterprise. Organized crime groups. Some of these terms sound familiar. Well, on today's show, we will discuss these terms and what they mean. In organized stalking, psychological terror. That is the focus of this edition of Expressions. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Expressions. I'm your host, Sierra Tavares Reyes. Today's topic, organized stalking, psychological terror. Presented here is, from my own point of view, the most accurate description of what is going on with this gang stalking thing. No one seems to understand how these strange harassments happen. And no one is able to believe any reasons as to why they happen. Presented to the gang stalking world as an anonymous post, we can see how an enterprise has evolved, one that is criminal and has brought organized crime and the common citizenry together. Deceit, fabrication, threat, and technology seem to have made such a union possible, adding that such a union aims to destroy innocent people's lives, if not bring them to their deaths. What is most disturbing is that the salient argument standing out that states that gang stalking is primarily about poisoning, drugging, attempting to chemically induce psychotic-like symptoms in the targets of the crime and contaminate their physical health. Evidence to support such through individual accounts are not necessarily mounting. But from my own personal experience with this terror gang stalking phenomena, as well as from what I have gathered by researching this, the more equipped and modern these groups are, the more money that has been thrown at them, the more that they apt to use highly covert fumigations, poisonings, and daily incremental druggings in their effort to cause undue suffering and pain for someone they have been hired to target. Gang stalking is a catchphrase name describing what has become part of a traditional and new organized crime that is networking through the United States and some other countries. Organized crime groups and criminal elements from all walks of life use or hire for pay criminal organized stalking crews to assault targets to cover up their financial or other crimes. These criminals contract with the covert organized assault crew to silence any potential witnesses or troublemaker, whether real or imagined, that could possibly affect their lives. Contract, also known as assault squad, to discredit and silence using their criminal gaslighting methods. These organized criminal crews assault victims' families, friends, neighbors, and many people that live in the community. There is always a reason that someone is targeted, and most will know why and who started it, but apparently, some victims never know what happened to them, why it is happening, or who triggered the overwhelming assault. This is probably because the trigger event was irrelevant and meant nothing to the victim, but was perceived as possibly damaging by the criminal or criminals involved. The victim could have upset somebody and now that person simply wants revenge. I would see that as a waste of time, thought, and money, but I guess some people could be just that way. I've seen estimates of the number of victims of this type of crime, but nothing I consider credible. One victim is too many. I wouldn't even try to guess how many career criminals participate in this. It can't be many as compared to general populations. A very lucrative enterprise. This is a very lucrative criminal enterprise for many of the perpetrators. People considered important to the success of a hit are offered large bribes to become a perp and start working for the victim. Coming up next, we will discuss advanced communications right after this break.
May not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs a sun. And
welcome back. Advanced communications. Advanced communications such as the internet, cell phones, and voice over internet protocol have accelerated the growth and networking of these organized criminal groups. Their day-to-day stalking activities depend on these same technologies, plus GPS and other high-tech devices, electronic spy, harassment equipment. Law enforcement agencies are aware of these criminal groups and are gathering information on them. I have not read about a targeted individual that would have believed this could happen to anyone had they not become the victim themselves. These criminal stalking groups go to extreme lengths to cover every aspect of their covert operations. They try to have a plausible explanation for everything. These crimes that they commit are well planned and easy to do, but easily deniable. Well planned. A victim might see many work projects in the area, small or large, constant maintenance all around the neighborhood involving new workers you have never seen before, endless traffic of all descriptions, mobbing activities near your home, on the highway, in stores, and on the street. These are mostly perpetrators or perps in some cases. They will always have a ready-made reason to be where they are before they are dispatched. Poisoning and drugging. If you have not been or are not being poisoned and or drugged, you are not being gang stalked. Gang stalking is described on some websites as a bunch of people who just follow you around and do strange skits. That would be just annoying compared to what it really is. Although it might be possible that victims are not aware of where their symptoms are coming from, I thought I was physically ill at first, but I began to see a relationship between my illnesses and what can only be described as felony assaults. The mental and physical effects described by most targets are achieved by covert poisoning, using more or less common neurointerrupters, organic phosphate pesticides, psychotomimetic agents, drugs, and irritants. Some of these chemicals are mixed when needed with additives to make them behave in desired ways. Some are intended to absorb through the skin, and others are intended to outgas. They are not all used in the described ways. Some, what I will call irritants, are sprayed on the target and act locally on the skin or spread out slowly with various effects. One perpetrator will divert your attention while another one sprays from a breath spray size can on bare skin behind or where you won't notice. They will also make a noise like clearing their throat so you won't hear the sound. Some drugs are mixed with dispersants to make them outgas. These are squirted at or near an isolated target using covert methods. In remote places where possible, constant area gassing is done from neighboring houses. The perpetrators spent a couple of days at my neighbor's installing the devices they use to disperse their chemicals. I'm sure they are well hidden, but I know I can find them. These houses have been refilled on a regular basis since they were installed. Passing cars, trucks with an electric squirting device are being used, each squirting an outgassing mixture as they pass by. These were almost constant for several years and are still coming. On the road, perps will squirt outgassing mixtures from the backs of their fronts of their cars, trucks, at your car or truck. When they can get away with it, perps even do this while walking past in order to gas the target. The chemicals will outgas quickly or slowly, depending on their intended use. The most dangerous assault is the direct assault from a car or truck that has an electrically powered high-pressured squirting device behind the grill. These usually squirt pesticide that is intended to stay put and absorb through the skin. This attack can penetrate thick clothing and is usually done in a parking lot or anywhere that they can get close to you in your car. Be aware of cars pausing near you or aiming at you in parking lots. Individual perps on foot will work their way behind you and squirt your lower back using various covert rigs. This is what I first caught one of them doing. The chemicals can be administered by flipped co-workers, neighbors, friends, family, local strangers, and old or new professional paid perps. Neural interrupters have a cumulative effect. With successive poisonings, there is a gradual decrease in cognitive functioning, which is what is intended by the perps. A perpetrator will always wait close by to observe the condition of the victim after assaults. The protection against this waterproof or impermeable clothing or any barrier that will block what is essentially a high-tech squirt gun if the victim fails to protect themselves, they will go down as a result of these assaults. Some psychotomimetic agents, usually LSD or similar, will be applied to the surfaces the victim will ordinarily touch. Door handles, cabinet drawers, any place in their home, car, and places at work. Daily vitamins, coffee, shampoo, or anything used or consumed on a daily basis is a potential contamination target, especially single-use items. In the home, milk is often contaminated with OP pesticide. It is obvious if you put in any clear liquid, because this liquid becomes cloudy, gloves, and clothing might be turned inside out and treated. Time to change your clothes. Don't forget to shower. The perps will start slowly only contaminating a single item or items they have control over, so no evidence will remain in case law enforcement investigates. After they believe that they have compromised the victim's credibility, they will become more active and aggressive with contamination and all other aspects of the organized assault. Community infiltration and influence. Coworkers, neighbors, friends, family, law enforcement, and the general public are told plan consistent lies about the victim or target. This will start with law enforcement long before the actual assaults begin. They do this to set up the target, hoping law enforcement will believe their lies and ignore the victim when they first report the crime. Perpetrators may show a bogus investigation, file, or flash fake badges in the community as part of the scam. Coming up next, hired local lawyers, private investigators. We'll be right back after this. Back. Hired local lawyers, private investigators. Perps might hire local lawyers and private investigators in a ruse to legitimize the scam. Later, the perps will report crimes or trip alarms in the area, so the police will have to drive by the target's house. This is to make the target believe the police are part of the stalking. They will also pull fake fire alarms for the same purpose. Ongoing double assault. While working with this chemical attack, the perps perform street theater around the target. They hope the poisoned or drugged target will panic, then report and try to describe these bizarre skits to law enforcement. The goal is to create poison and drug-induced psychotic episodes, paranoia, and actions that could appear to be schizophrenic, or at least that's what the perps would say. Only if you are not educated about schizophrenia would you believe this. The perps often launch large drug assaults against a target in public. If the target is affected enough, they will report or encourage a bystander to report the target to law enforcement, saying that the target is schizophrenic, crazy, or psychotic. Some of the perpetrators are bold enough to say to the cops, "Do what they have them do," indicating the perps are making fools of and are smarter than law enforcement and the targets. Many in law enforcement are aware of perp stalker tactics now, and they would like nothing better than to bust this criminal enterprise or anyone in it. People in the community tricked or conned. Some people in the community are tricked or conned into participating. They are told clever lies about the target. They may even be deluded into thinking that they are doing a community service. If they knew the truth of what they were involving themselves with, they would not cooperate willingly. Others accept money or other forms of compensation. Many who know or are close to the target are forced to partake into this criminal scam. It's essentially the offer they can't refuse. Some are set up for various crimes and are blackmailed for any existing secrets they want to keep from coworkers, family, friends, or the community at large. Those close to the target that resist are threatened and poisoned using these same methods until they obey. After they are flipped, they are coached by these criminals in their methods of assault and supplied with covert equipment to topically spray or squirt these chemicals on or around the target or in their food or drink. This will be done at every opportunity at the target's home, at night to wake you up, or while you're away, on foot or in the car. Technology, watching, privacy invasion, confusing the victim. Anywhere the target is or goes, the perps will work together. Using surveillance, advanced communications, stealth, and simple diversionary tactics to draw the target into the position for an assault that will not be detected by the general public. The perps have their own websites and shills to spread misinformation and disinformation on the internet. Some pose as a support for victims trying to disrupt the actions of those who are really trying to help victims. There are perps posing as victims. These perps post intentionally crazy-sounding accounts describing bogus satellite attacks or advanced electronic weapons, and the ever-popular mind control, which they stretch way beyond anyone's imagination. They want to frighten and confuse real victims with a mix of real and bogus information that they hope will be delivered, that they hope will be believed and repeated by victims. These posers also try to befriend real targets to gain information to launch yet another attack. They will also tell targets things like, "Get out," and "Live your life." What they really mean is, "Come out where we can get a clear shot at you." Cyberstalking. Cyberstalking, everybody knows what that is or can look it up. Just like all the things these guys do, it's pretty much business as usual. They take the information they have gathered about the target and present it in a way that is supposed to make the victim wonder, how did that stranger know that? It's the same directed conversation stuff that they do to targets at stores and on the street. Reality of poisoning cloaked with misinformation. Common symptoms of the aforedescribed poisons are attributed to the bogus secret weapons. Guarding against illegal entry. Keep the perpetrators out of your home. The perps might be able to open any lock that uses a key. That leaves some type of combination only lock. If you can afford one or more, install them and learn how to change the combination. Disable all other entry lock key slots with water, soluble wood glue. It can be removed later. Secure all windows. At least know if they were inside. Video cameras. Video cameras are everywhere. Outside or inside are a good thing to slow the perps down or keep them away if done correctly. Your own well-hidden cameras or listening equipment inside might keep them out. Powdered promotion of asthma. The perps also use powders that will cause an asthma-like attack. Don't panic. An inhaler will stop it, or it will go away soon after you've gotten away from the source. Simple electronic promoting ear ringing. The perps will use amplified high frequency above human hearing, kind of like a high-powered electronic dog whistle, transducers, speakers, to make your ears ring. These can be purchased, but it's fairly easy to build a big one with adjustable volume or range. Telecommunications. Bugs. Almost all victims are aware that their phone and computer are tapped, or will be. Information is gathered from every possible source in order to custom tailor the many various assaults and street theater to the individual. This surveillance information is used and intended to give the target the impression of an all-knowing, Orwellian, or Big Brother type of situation. Some are not aware that using a hardwire tap, cutting the wire, and inserting a computer interface, that the perps can use computer software to digitally edit your call on the fly. They try to elicit angry responses through constant harassing phone calls or even harassing in public. They digitally record these and clean them up for later use. Then, when you call someone, usually a service that records calls like a telephone company or maybe even 911, they will cut you off after a completed sentence and seamlessly insert an out-of-text, angry, ranting remark you justifiably made at another place and time. The more crazy it sounds, the better. I can just imagine how they laugh after one of these edits. They also use this method to create false recorded conversations to turn people you know or others against you. Imagine they record a public conversation at a store checkout counter and someone asks about a person you know. You say only good things about this person. Later, in another conversation, they may ask you about Osama bin Laden and you say everything but good things. The perps simply switch a few sentences around and clean it up some. They have what they want, and it is much easier than altering a photograph using Photoshop, and almost impossible to detect. We'll be right back after this.
I know time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far.
Welcome back. Tiny cameras collect victims' every move. Let's talk about covert, as if anything is not covert. Cameras in or around your home. I have gathered information that indicates that live video of targets in their homes or while being watched or while being stalked might be entertainment content for an internet website or sites run by the perps. Audio bugging. You bet they'll do it if they can. And they can. And just to note here, hiring somebody to do a bug scan is useless. It's a highly specialized field that takes an experienced expert, and any of them worth anything will tell you It has been done completely covertly because good bugs can just be turned off while a scan is in progress. I'm sure the perps just might know the guy is coming because they already have you under surveillance. If you use your phone for contact, that is a foregone conclusion. If the bug is in an adjacent apartment, of course they will just turn it off. And if it is a hardwired bug, there won't be a signal to pick it up anyway. If the perps can't get inside to bug your home, they might use a laser to the window, a parabolic or shotgun mic. You won't catch them doing any of those. It's not impossible to catch them, just highly improbable. One thing about this scam is that they need to hear your business to work the scam by the book. They can't do any directed conversations anywhere without this information, and it's harder to set up mobbing and coordinate moving surveillance when they have to guess where you're going. Outside, anybody can pick up voice easily from a safe distance using a parabolic or shotgun mic. The conclusion is it's okay to look every now and then for covert cameras or bugs yourself after a little schooling on the subject, but don't expect to find anything because you probably won't. And don't worry about it. Just go about your business. You can figure out if perps are repeating things you said over the phone or something you said out loud in your house or apartment. Where did you say that they were repeated? You have control over what you say and where you say it. Call redirection landlines cell. Don't forget about call redirection on landlines and cell phones. Know who you are talking to. Do you think you called and talked to someone in law enforcement? Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Redirecting calls you try to make to law enforcement is something the perps do. They will pretend to be a law enforcement officer and tell you there is nothing that they can do to help. And they will make suggestive remarks about your sanity or reputation. They may refer you to another bogus officer to work you again. Always get the name and badge number of the officers you speak with over the phone. Always identify and verify anyone you speak with over the phone. If you suspect your phone is tapped, intercepted, redirected, and if you are being gang stalked, it will be. Don't use it. You can use a random payphone if you have to. All victims should report this as soon as they can. As soon as they can do so in a reasonable manner, it will never be stopped if nobody ever reports it. Reporting this crime. When you report this crime, always go in person with well-planned information you have compiled, including a journal, video, audio, perp names, and anything else you can get. If you have been gang stalked for a long period of time and you don't have any evidence of any kind, just what have you been doing all this time? Be organized and complete, but brief. Don't elaborate on unimportant everyday details you can't prove anyway. Don't go into gaslighting details. All the particulars are not important. You don't have to file a complaint against anyone. You are only providing information about a crime. Don't tell anyone you are going to do this. If the perps know, there may be a parade of them lining up to give you the treatment all the way there and even into the law enforcement building. Be prepared to do this at any time, and when you think the time is right, deviate from your normal routine and do it. Sound diffusion, bugs, and taps. While at home, you can leave the radio or other sounds going all the time to disrupt the perp's probable recording activities on some levels. It is very hard to separate the multiple sounds. I'm not sure that it would end up good enough for their purpose. The perps don't have to get into your home to install a hook switch or infinity device. It's a type of phone tap that after the phone is answered manually or by the machine, the switch on microphone of the tapped phone is hooked and remains on after hanging up. It becomes an effective listening device that can easily pick up conversations in an average-sized room. This device can be installed anywhere on the phone line between your phone and the local central office. It would usually be fairly close to your home or in your apartment building. It can be called and activated for listening from any phone anywhere in the world. For some, I guess, obvious reasons, the perps like using these. They can be defeated after a call by unplugging the receiver, the phone, or installing an on and off switch in the phone's microphone. Secure phones that turn off the microphone automatically are available but are expensive considering what little is involved. The perps can also sign up for your GPS tracking too. They only need a moment with your cell phone to enter a code and you will be just like one of their children, tracked everywhere you go with the phone on. They will use your email or their own to verify the GPS account. If you haven't already, don't leave your cell phone anywhere unattended. If they get your number, which is easy, they will monitor and can redirect or edit your cell phone calls using what is known as a portable base station. Scanners are used too, but are less effective and only for listening anyway. They have and can get all the latest electronics that can be had by anyone. Always use an SSH2 encrypted stateside VPN service for internet. Don't use server offshore that skirts the law. If a perp does something illegal, you want them to be caught. If you can find a VPN anywhere that is or is said to be a government honeypot for cyber crooks, that is definitely the one that you want to use. These perps will work to shut down servers using their botnets, if only temporarily. And be aware that even after a clean reload or install of your OS, they will try to get the latest Trojan, keylogger, or virus to you in an email attachment from a formerly trusted source. Sadly, it might be that cute e-card from a family member or friend. If they have the run of your home, it only takes a minute to load spy software using a CD or USB memory drive. If you can't keep them out of your home, back up your data, reload the operating system, and lock the drives down so that they won't boot on a startup. Keep your OS locked down or hardened against all the known attack methods too. We'll be right back after this. The real bottom line on any communication service is as long as it runs through a wire cable fiber that is accessible to the perps, they can get on it. If they've got your number, common cell phones are not much better as far as interception manipulation is concerned. Tapping computer data is easy. Criminal lineage organization. These organized criminal groups have an appointed leader or leaders that control everything they do. They operate much like a computer botnet, receiving orders, tracking the target, and dispatching a stream of perps. Take appropriate measures to protect yourself from their assaults and stay safe. Be aware of your surroundings and don't respond to baiting tactics. What I've described is just part of what these criminals do. And if you are not a victim, you are probably saying to yourself, I just can't believe a large group of criminals are getting away with crimes like that. The reason they are getting away with it is because this large group of criminals literally hijacked the community using the methods described previously. It took stalking of well-known celebrities and a death before anyone started taking effective actions against it. Many people know this is very real, and I know it is being investigated. There are many laws that can be easily applied to these crimes, but no specific laws. A task force is usually appointed to tackle tough crimes. That may be what is needed to address this. The use of high-tech communications and surveillance equipment by tech-savvy criminals make highly planned gang stalking initiatives do what they do. They are covert and pervasive. They have mastered a cell and can hire lawyers and others to do their PR and disseminate hate via slander. Recruiting uses all avenues from con and threat to the presentations of fabricated characters profiling. The use of technology to manipulate, photograph, and record sound support from the fabricated character profiles. It may be no question as to whether or not these protracted criminal initiative gang stalking use poisons, chemical gases, psychotomimetic agents, also known as CLIC, chemical weapons that act on the human mind. Gang stalking's covert harassments that include creating mishaps and complications. Skits on the street that direct conversation towards the victim using victim's personal information, street theater. Baiting the victim to react emotionally or violently in planned and staged situations. These all together can very well tax a person as well as emotionally and mentally cripple to an extent. These all together can very well tax a person as well as emotionally and mentally cripple to extent one who has been isolated through a widespread, covertly done slandering campaign. Thus said, evidence points to an underlying chemical element to these street-level harassment tactics by covertly, chemically undermining of the victim's psychological well-being. The media pays no attention, and the United States as a nation and its government as well point to human rights abuses around the world. Yet, there is an insidious crime called gang stalking using slander and psychological terror to wreck the lives and drive victims to their demise right here in North America. The Expressions Podcast has been brought to you by Anchor. Like what you just heard? Then please submit a small donation to sustain future episodes at anchor.fm/Sierra Tavares Reyes. Thank you.